Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 17 of the show, and today is Wednesday, April 4th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com, and feel free to email in any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com, or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that is 254-307-7973. Also, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends about the show, and take a brief moment to write a review on the Sports World Report iTunes page. In addition, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report, and you can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey. Jumping right in, we have a whole lot to discuss when it comes to Baylor and Houston sports, especially after the Lady Bears won an NCAA record 40 games en route to an undefeated season and national title over Notre Dame last night. All right, guys, let's begin with just that. Once again, any of these stories we discuss can be accessed in the show notes at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. These first set of stories come from BaylorBears.com. This first one is entitled, Perfection, Women's Basketball Wins National Title, Defeats Notre Dame. Lady Bears become first basketball team, men or women, to finish season 40-0. They won last night, by the way, again, 80-61. Brittany Griner and Baylor left no doubt they're head and shoulders above any team in the country. In fact, they're perfect. Griner had 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 blocks to lead Baylor to a dominating 80-61 victory over Notre Dame in the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship on Tuesday night, capping a 40-0 season for the Lady Bears. Quote, "Looking back when we get older, I'm always going to remember this moment. Always going to remember confetti falling and being here with my team," Griner said as she and her teammates hugged and celebrated. They became the seventh women's team to run through a season unbeaten and the first in NCAA history to win 40 games. It was the second national championship for Baylor, which also won a title in 2005. Baylor did it in a nearly wire-to-wire victory, finishing with a flourish in a season when anything less than bringing back a title to Waco would have been a huge disappointment. The 6'8" Griner was right at the center when the Lady Bears took control. Every time Notre Dame made a run in the second half to cut into the deficit, Griner had an answer. She showed a wide array of post moves, hitting turnaround jumpers and hooks that the Irish had no way to stop, even when they collapsed around her. Once again, Griner looked great last night. The Lady Bears looked phenomenal as they cruised to an 80-61 victory, cruised to their second national title, and I have nothing but praise for the Lady Bears, and they will be returning from Denver today. Speaking of that, this next story is talking about how the Women's Hoops Championship celebration is set for this afternoon. Women's home celebration will be held for Lady Bears Wednesday at the Farrell Center. Baylor will host a championship celebration to welcome home its national championship women's basketball team Wednesday afternoon at the Farrell Center. Wednesday's event begins at 3:30 p.m. Central Time, with Farrell Center doors opening at 3 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. The Lady Bears, who capped off a perfect 40-0 season with a runaway 80-61 victory over Notre Dame Tuesday night, return to Waco Wednesday and will be brought directly to the Welcome Home Rally. The event will include video highlights of Baylor's run to the 2012 NCAA Women's Basketball Championship and speeches from players and head coach Kim Mulkey. All right, once again, congratulations to the Lady Bears. I'm hoping to be out there at that celebration this afternoon. Moving on to another sport, let's talk about men's basketball for a moment. Men's basketball team finished the season ranked number 8 in the final USA Today ESPN Top 25, and Baylor is ranked in the top 25 polls for the second time in program history. After making its second elite appearance in 3 seasons, the Baylor men's basketball team was ranked number 8 in the final USA Today ESPN Top 25 coaches poll released Tuesday. Baylor finished the season number 9 in the final AP Top 25 released March 12th. The number 8 ranking is the highest ranking, final ranking in program history. Prior to the USA Today ESPN Top 25 release, Baylor's number 9 AP ranking was its highest final ranking. In 2010, Baylor was ranked number 10 in the final coaches and number 19 in the final AP polls. For the second time in 3 seasons, Baylor lost to the eventual national championship national champion in the NCAA South Regional Final, Duke in 2010, and Kentucky this season in 2012. Baylor, 30-8, established a school record with 30 wins, breaking the previous mark of 28 set during its 2009-10 Elite Eight run. The Bears finished tied for third in the Big 12 conference standings and also set a school record with 12 conference victories. Another men's basketball story coming from BaylorBears.com, talking about the men's hoops banquet being scheduled for April 17th. Baylor won a school record 30 games and advanced to the Elite Eight in 2011-2012. The Baylor men's basketball team will hold its annual end-of-the-season banquet at 7 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April 17th in the Farrell Center. Cost for the event, tax included, is $30 for individuals, $400 for a select table, and $500 for a premium table. Fans interested in attending the banquet must RSVP by April 12th. You may RSVP online through the Baylor Sports Network or call toll-free at 866-281-9444. All right, guys, moving on to another Baylor story. This is Baylor baseball. Miller was named Co-Big 12 Baseball Player of the Week, and this is the third straight week a Baylor player has won the award. Baylor shortstop Jake Miller was named Phillips 66 Co-Big 12 Conference Player of the Week, the conference office announced Tuesday. This marks the third straight week a Baylor player has won the award. Miller earned his second career Big 12 Player of the Week honor after leading the Bears to a 4-0 record with a three-game sweep of Oklahoma State and a midweek win at Houston. The sweep of OSU gave Baylor a 9-0 record in Big 12 play, which is the best start by any team in league history. Miller, a junior from Houston, Texas, hit .529, 9-for-17, with two runs, two RBI, one double, and a stolen base during the week. He had three consecutive multi-hit games and twice tied his career high with three hits in a game. In his return to his hometown, Miller went 3-for-5 with two runs, a double, and one RBI in Tuesday's win at Houston. That game was Baylor's first win at Cougar Field since 2001. Miller, who went 3-for-3 with one RBI and a sacrifice bunt in the Bears' series-opening win against Oklahoma State on Friday night, drove in the game-tying run with an RBI single in the sixth, and in the eighth inning, his sacrifice bunt moved the eventual winning run into scoring position. He added two more hits in Saturday's game and had a 12th inning single in Sunday's series finale. All right, guys, once again, any of these stories you want to read more about, click the link in the show notes. This next story is also dealing with Baylor baseball. The baseball game against Texas State yesterday was canceled due to ridiculous rainfall and hail and storms here in Central Texas. The game will not be rescheduled. Bears will be back in action on Thursday at Missouri. Baylor's Tuesday baseball game has been canceled due to severe thunderstorms in the Waco area. The game will not be rescheduled. Tuesday's game was scoreless in the bottom of the first inning when lightning was detected within a 6-mile radius of Baylor Ballpark, forcing both teams off the field. The delay began at 3:23 p.m. and the game was officially canceled approximately 90 minutes later. The 16th-ranked Bears returned to action when they traveled to Columbia, Missouri for a 3-game Big 12 Conference series against Missouri. The series will be played Thursday through Saturday due to the Easter holiday. First pitch is scheduled for 6 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and Saturday's game has been moved up 1 hour to 11 a.m. Once again, all of Baylor and Houston's schedules can be accessed as well at the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. Last Baylor story I'd like to touch on real quick is Baylor softball. Tuesday's softball games were also postponed. They've been moved to today. The doubleheader against SFA will now be played at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Tuesday's softball doubleheader between number 17 Baylor and Stephen F. Austin has been moved to Wednesday, April 4th, beginning at 3 p.m. due to the threat of rainfall in Central Texas. This marks the second postponement of the series after the original twin bill was set for March 20th. Moving on, this next story is talking about the Houston Astros. This comes from Astros.com and is by Brian McTaggart. It's entitled, Astros Option Shuck as Roster Takes Shape. The Astros have to trim their roster by two more players prior to Wednesday's 4 p.m. Central Time deadline to set the 25-man roster in advance of opening day. Late Tuesday, Astros general manager Jeff Lunhow announced that outfielder J.B. Shuck has been optioned to AAA Oklahoma City, leaving the Astros with 27 healthy players. That includes 14 pitchers, 6 infielders, 5 outfielders, and two catchers. The Astros are likely to carry 12 pitchers to start the season, so two more hurlers will have to be cut. It appears non-roster outfielders Justin Ruggiano, and Travis Buck have won the two backup outfield spots, and Matt Downs and Marwin Gonzalez have won the two backup infield spots. Gonzalez has been told he's made the team. This next story comes from Rockets.com and NBA.com. It's entitled Bullish Behavior, Rockets Roar Back in Second Half to Stun Chicago 99-93. This is by Jason Freeman. Want to be a playoff team? Better possesses the sort of resilience that can withstand the rigors of the roller coaster ride that is the NBA regular season. Want to actually do something and make a little noise once you've punched your playoff berth? Then you'd best be able to execute at both ends of the floor against the toughest teams in the league. Those principles are two of the pillars of postseason success, and Monday night, the Rockets provided pretty emphatic proof that they possess an ample amount of both during their latest stunning road win, a 99-93 triumph over the Chicago Bulls. At this time, I'm going to quickly play this two-minute clip from NBA.com.
Highlights of the game you saw earlier tonight on NBA TV. Rockets Bulls, Rip Hamilton back after missing 14 games with a sprained right shoulder. C.J. Watson still starting for Derrick Rose, missed his 11th straight game with that groin injury. Rip nails a three. And then as Goran Dragic, fading, misses over Noah, but then Scola puts it in. Houston up 18-10, back come the Bulls now. Ronnie Brewer with some D, leading to a slam from Joakim Noah.
Oh, great hands there by Brewer, and then you watch Noah run. Energy always on the defensive end, and then gets out on the break 3D.
Very nice finish.
And then deja vu all over again. It's Ronnie Brewer with another steal, but it's not Noah this time. It's going to be Kyle Korver trailing and three-balling.
Big-time money ball. The Bulls give up 26 points in the first quarter. The second quarter, the defense locks down 14.
Rip Hamilton, sweet pass down to Joakim Noah. The Bulls led by 13 at that point. Their largest lead was 15. At the half, they led by 11. Then third quarter, Carlos Boozer to Luol Deng. Bones, I heard a tweet get him to the line.
A good two-man game there, but I'll tell you what. After that play, the Houston Rockets woke themselves up a little bit on the offensive end and worked wonders against the Bulls' defense.
Here they come, Goran Dragic leading the charge. Bulls within eight. And then some Rockets within eight, and then some Rockets defense. Goran Dragic with the steal. Luis Scola lobs to Chase Buttinger. No jam, but a nice lane.
You'll take the 2 points. You're on the road. Unselfish basketball.
Speaking of 2 points, Houston was down two at that point. Then Luis Scola driving and hooking. Houston now up by three.
That's just a tough shot working against a mountain of a man in a Sheik. Luis Scola with some patience in the post.
The Rockets bench was huge in the fourth quarter. Earl Boykins was nice. He passes there to Chase Buttinger. He had three threes in the fourth. Houston by 12. Tom Thibodeau hating it. And Goran Dragic misses. Bulls trying to climb back in it now. John Lucas III to Carlos Boozer. Bulls within six.
Oh, great bounce pass in track.
And then Bones, the dagger from Courtney Lee.
Oh, great drive to the left. Courtney Lee made a couple really good plays down the stretch for the Houston Rockets. A tough one off the baseline, and then that one going away to his left. They made every play that they needed down the stretch. Rockets with a huge, huge road win.
Well, once again, guys, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Rockets continue to stun even me, and I'm loving the fact that the Houston Rockets are looking this good this time of the year. Real quickly to once again touch on baseball, I know the Astros don't begin until Friday, but this evening, Major League Baseball does actually begin as opening night will be showcasing the post-Pujols Cardinals facing the Marlins. So, moving on, let me go ahead and give you guys the latest NBA standings. Once again, top three teams in each division for each conference, starting in the East. In the Atlantic, we've got Boston at 30-22, Philadelphia at 29-24, New York at 27-27. In the Central, we've got Chicago at 42-13, Indiana at 32-21, and Milwaukee at 25-28. In the Southeast, we've got Miami at 38-14, Orlando at 32-22, and Atlanta at 31-23. In the Western Conference, in the Northwest, we've got Oklahoma City at 40-13, Denver at 29-24, and Utah at 28-26. In the Pacific, we've got the LA Lakers at 34-20, the LA Clippers at 32-21, Phoenix at 27-26. In the Southwest, we've got San Antonio at 37-14, Memphis at 30-22, Dallas at 30-24, and the Houston Rockets at 29-25. All right, guys, that will wrap up episode 17 of Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. Make sure to email me or get in touch with me, sportsworldreport@gmail.com. I once again have had a great time talking to you guys about Baylor and Houston sports, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.